Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and welcome to the Leopard Carpet. We were just listening to Call On Me by my special guest this evening, the amazing, talented, and also gifted woo-woo man himself, Mark Van Claggett. If you don't know about woo-woo, you know you are going to learn about that tonight. I know he probably is like, Flava, why are you calling me the woo-woo man? But you know, that's just how I do it here on the Leopard Carpet. So, Mr. Mark Van Claggett, welcome to the Leopard Carpet tonight.
Hello, lady. How are you, darling?
I am so thrilled to have you on my show. I've had a variety of talents to step on the leopard carpet, but I, you know, nobody just like you. So I was kind of thinking I'm going to pull out my leopard chair, you know, let's sit down. I'm going to pour you some cognac and light you a cigar, and let's see what we can do tonight.
Oh, my favorite, my favorite. Lady, this is such a pleasure for me. I mean, I'm honored to be here with you. And we're going to have some fun.
Yes, we are going to have some fun. I'm honored, yeah. My friend. I really am. You know, Michelle had reached out to me, you know, your assistant, and she's like, you know, Flava, you need to pay attention. She was, it persisted and consisted. I'm like, okay, Michelle, let me pay attention. You know what? And I was not disappointed. I definitely was not disappointed. You know, once I finally said, okay, let me go check out his Reverb Nation page. And I have to tell you, Mark, you know, you take me back to a time, an era where it's like, you know, music really, really made sense. And music made me smile, you know. And
right, yes.
And I think that's just, there's so many things that I can say about what you create, you know, but it's like, that music that just makes you believe in love.
Well, that's the kind of music I like to write. You know, I write it from experiences and, you know, from what I've seen. But I'm really on what I would call a campaign to bring it back.
Okay.
You know, I mean, the music that, you know, makes your heart feel good, you know, makes you want to smile, you know, that type of music. You know, several artists really tried to do it. Luther, Alicia Keys, you know, she's still doing it. Well, Stevie never stopped, you know, and it's a few artists out there that's, you know, trying to bring that music back.
So do you think that that the young people today really understand that music that, you know, what I would call that courting music, that music that you just play and you think about, oh, my goodness, you know, I saw this fine man today. And, ooh, you know, I would love for him to just, you know, come up to me and get my number or to slow dance with him at the Esquire or Black and Tan. Do you think that young people even understand that, that type of music?
You know, Flavor, I think very, very little, very few of them do, you know. And that's a sad thing for me. I think it's really sad because they're really missing out on what love songs can do for you, where they can take you, you know, what they can make you be. You know, because I can listen to a song and it can take me right back to that spot. I remember slow dancing, what we used to call Blue Light in the Basement, you know,
mm-hmm.
remember those?
mm-hmm.
Right. And I think they're missing out, you know, and that's sad.
I know. I was asking my daughter, my youngest daughter, who's 24. I'm like, do they even slow dance in the clubs anymore? And,
right. You know.
You know.
Yeah.
I think what they consider slow dancing compared to what we did back in the day is very, very different. And you know, one of the things that I talk about, you know, and I mention this probably every Leopard Carpet that I do, but I think that music has a lot of power. And it can definitely mold how we think and we feel at the time of listening to it or when we think about it. Just like you were saying, you know, that good music, that real music that just makes you think about, you know, this is where I was at this point in time in my life, or this is, you know, how it used to make me feel. And, you know, your music is what I would consider classic. You know, it's something that, just even thinking about it right now, Mark, it makes me smile. You know, it makes me feel good. You know, as I call myself a seasoned woman. You know, I call myself a seasoned woman, right? And sometimes, you know, I think we get up to this age and we kind of forget about what it's like to be in love. You know, what does that really feel like to just kind of have that twinkle in your eye and all of that? But sitting down and listening to, you know, your music, just, it takes me there. You know, and I appreciate it. I appreciate that.
Oh,
because,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's go back just a tad bit.
Okay.
Something that you just said, and it does put a twinkle in your eye, you know, and it's that love, that good feeling you have, you know, when you're surrounded with some good music and, you know, just waiting for that special someone to call, and you get kind of butterflies in your stomach, you know, and then you finally get a chance to talk with her, you know. That's a special feeling, you know, and that's what I try to write, you know.
There you go. Well, I'm glad that you do. And I think that, you know, a certain generation, you know, definitely can appreciate it. But I know that if, you know, the young people were to sit down and just take the time, I think that it's something that they could appreciate and incorporate into their world, you know, especially when they start thinking about dating or, you know, getting married or, you know, all of that type of stuff. I think that, you know, your music can cross, you know, many, many boundaries. you know, but I think there's, you know, when I thought about doing this show with you and who I could target, I mean, I will be honest, it was a certain kind of age group, a certain kind of mindset that I targeted because I knew they would love and appreciate your flavor. So, you know, I know that you have a long history, and I don't know how far you want to go back, you know, but you have been, you know, performing and singing for a long time. But you are more so known for being a part of a variety of groups. So why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Well, we're not going to go back too far.
Okay, but, all right.
Let's go back to the Los Angeles days. It was this group, London Fog. It was a great group, you know, four-man group. And, in fact, one of the guys now I work with in one of the shows that I'm doing, you know, when I travel,
mm-hmm.
His name is Chester Davis, great guy. The name of the group was London Fog, and we did so many venues. And the group was not because I was in it, but it was an excellent group. We just could not stop working, you know what I mean? We would just tour all over the place, and we never got a chance to record anything. However, we did, we were able to be selected for a film, The Idolmaker.
Okay.
And that was a good time for me, you know. Moving on. Another four-man group, Class One. We moved from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, and that was a great time too. Because I mean, you just don't come to Las Vegas and get in the click. You know, it takes some time. But we were fortunate, and the group was good enough too. So we got in the click, and unfortunately we didn't record anything there. But I was still in and out of the studio, you know.
Okay.
Writing and producing. Let's see. Well, currently I'm working with a group called Tribute. We do a salute to the Temptations, and of course that's a 5-man group, you know, and
mm-hmm.
an excellent group. I mean, the group is just like the Temptations. I mean, you know, we get compliments like close your eyes, and you know, you think the Temptations are on the stage. And also Otis Williams of the Temptations, last surviving member of the Temptations. He likes the group. He loves the group.
He
wrote a lot of comments about the group. And in fact, we have tapes of things that he said, you know, and that was sweet.
Amazing. I bet that is amazing to be recognized by one of the originals. So, it sounds like you've spent many, many years a part of a group. And I know tonight you really, really want to talk about being a solo artist. You know, but one of the things that I don't know how many of the listeners are familiar with you and the fact that you are a performing artist, that you do this as a living, you know, doing the tribute to the Temptations. And so for those of you that don't know, Mark travels regularly, and I got very, very lucky to be able to catch him at one of his breaks between performances. So to have him on the Leopard Carpet tonight is very, very special because this is a working artist, you know, and he's been traveling with the tribute group for many, many years doing this and just, you know, performing the Temptations music all over the world, actually. And so, Mark, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out, you know, to step on the leopard carpet with me because I know that your schedule is really, really tough. So
it's a little tight,
yeah. So transitioning from being spending years as a member of, you know, groups, what kind of, you know, what came into play to make you decide you want to really, really step out as a solo artist?
Well, it's always been a passion of mine, you know,
to
do it on my own. And, you know, if you got any headaches, I know Mark gave it to me. So, you know, you don't have to depend on anyone else. And I like performing my songs, you know, the songs that I wrote. And, you know, it's like I said, it's been a passion of mine to be a solo artist.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So have you ever performed, you know, live in front of an audience as a solo artist, or has it always been a member of a group?
Well, you know, nothing really to speak of, you know, just
okay.
a few shows here and there, but mostly just as a group.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I know that you do have some solo projects. Why don't you speak on that right quickly?
Well, I have two albums out that's doing quite well online. And the first one is I Want You. And the second one is that's an R&B CD.
Mm-hmm.
And the second is a jazz CD. It's Jazz at Sunset. And that was my first venture in, you know, in jazz. I mean, I've always loved jazz. I played the flute and, you know, but never recorded a jazz CD. And I finally got a chance to do it. And I like it. And, you know, people say they like it too. So, you know.
Okay.
But, excuse me, the R&B CD, I Want You, I had a lot of help with that. One of my writing partners, Chuck Gentry, who was an excellent writer and producer, you know, himself. And he has a few CDs out himself, but excellent writer. And just to, I guess, give him some props too, you know.
Definitely.
Awesome man. Another writer who collaborated on the CD was Lee Peters and Mike Taylor. Awesome writers, you know. But
wonderful.
I really just finished the CD. It should be out the end of April. It's called Emerald Drive, and that's a little bit of jazz and a little R&B. Hopefully, you can possibly play one of those songs tonight. I don't know.
I will. You know what? I'm going to jump since you mentioned I Want You. I think that I'm going to go ahead and play that just to allow people to get a taste of that particular track.
Okay.
So I Want You by Mark Van Claggett.
Girl, I really want you.
We were just listening to I Want You by Mark Van Claggett, who is my special guest on the Leopard Carpet tonight. You know what, Mark? The phone line is actually lit up. There's quite a few people in the chat room, and there's quite a few people listening live in the wings. This is absolutely amazing. I mean, I've even gotten to Texas. It's like, okay, that brother's smooth. I'm like, all right, see?
Cool.
I knew that people would love your music. You know what, but before we go any further, my friend, let me bring in a caller.
Okay.
All right, Michelle Green, welcome to the Leopard Carpet. Michelle? Okay. Her number was lit up, but I'm not sure what's going on. So, Michelle, I don't know what's going on. I know you're in the chat room, so maybe try to call back. Okay. Let's see if this is her. That's a different number. Okay. Michelle, is this you?
Indeed it is.
Yes, it is. I'm like, okay, was that your number before? Welcome to the Leopard Carpet, my friend.
Thank you. I am so glad that I pestered you and bugged you until
Hello,
you got a chance.
Sweetie.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
I am so happy to be here. I really am, and I am so happy that got you on the show and that everything is going well. I am. Like I said, I've been bugging not just you. I've been bugging a whole bunch of people. I'm just so glad.
Michelle has been, she has been putting in the work, Mark. I mean, she really,
yes.
really has been putting in
yes.
the work. And she was very persistent, because people post on my page all the time. Pay attention, right? And,
right.
Sometimes I'm really good about, clicking, and other times I'm not so good. And I'm like, okay, Michelle must really want me to pay attention to whoever this man is. And I was like, okay, Flavor, just go over there and listen, right? And I was like, okay, it was amazing. I mean, the first time I heard it, it was like, yeah, this is my
okay.
kind of music. So, Michelle, thank you so much for bugging me because if it was not for you, I would have never met this wonderful man. So I appreciate that.
I know, I'm glad.
And he's a... And he is a wonderful man, and he is an extraordinary artist. And I, cannot say that there's anything that he has done in all of his CDs. I mean, I've listened to them all. I know them all by heart. My kids know them all by heart now. And there's not one thing that we do not like. So I said it's a very rare artist where I can actually say that. And I can actually say that and mean it.
Right. Okay, baby. That's sweet. That is so sweet. Thank you.
I have to agree with you, Michelle, because, you know, Kimura, okay, you know, a lot of times when I'm doing a feature, right, my whole day is dedicated to that artist, you know. I'm listening to their music, like, back to back to back. And Kimura this morning, I was like, okay, come on, baby, let's dance, right? And we're, like, dancing to the music, and I'm teaching her how to spin and stuff. And it was so cute this afternoon. Oh, probably, you know, an hour before the show started, she said something that made me realize she wanted to listen to Mark's music again. So I went and I turned it on. She went and picked a flower out of a bouquet that was given to Monica Monet over the weekend. And she handed it to me, and she said, come dance, Nanny.
Oh,
my goodness, how sweet was that, right? So,
yes.
Well, I have to agree that there's nothing that you have sent me, Michelle, that I have not liked. So I'm so there with you.
I tell you, it's amazing, and it's like, you know, and my kids even like this music a lot better than, and they have actually told me that they like this type of music much better than the music that's coming out now, and I am just so happy to have found an artist that actually is bringing back real music. I tell
right.
you, it is real.
Right.
Real music, and it's all about love, and it makes you feel like, you know, when I was growing up back, you know, back in the day, and it's like it's got that flavor, and it's all new music too. I'm telling you, you know, that's amazing too.
So Mark, when you hear us talk about, you know, back in the day or old school or real music, how does that make you feel? Are you kind of okay with that terminology that we're identifying your music with?
You know, lady, old school never knocked me out. That word never knocked me out. But I guess it sort of caught on, you know. But if I'm old school, baby, I'm old school, and I love it. You know.
Okay.
But it's you know, I guess it's just a, you know, just a term that they use. But yeah, if old school is that kind of music, that's what I am. That's who I am.
Okay.
You can't say, well, you can say it's old school. I mean, there's a lot of different classifications for it, but it's real music. That's all I can say. It's real music, you know, that and it's about, it's music like you were saying before that makes you feel good, that makes you,
right.
you know, that brings back that love. You know, you don't hear that in music anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't.
Mm-mm.
You really don't.
That's true.
And I'm glad that you're bringing that back with the real orchestration and instrument the instrumentalization, is that how you say it?
Instrumentation, yeah.
Okay, it's real music from the heart. It's not, you know, synthesized and all this other kind of stuff. It's really. Music from the heart, and that maybe that is the best way to put it, music from the heart.
Okay, I agree with you. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for calling in. We actually have the phone line is lit up with people who want to talk to you, Mark. So, Michelle, if you don't mind, I'm going to put you on hold, my friend. Definitely, you know, you can listen on the phone if you want or go back into the chat room, but thank you, Michelle, for calling in.
Michelle, thank you.
Oh, not a problem. You know me. I'm still out there, still pushing.
All right. Okay.
All right. You know, she is your biggest fan. She is.
Yeah,
she's working hard for
yeah.
you, Mark. So you got a good one on your side. I'm going to bring in the next caller. I'm taking it in the order of when their numbers lit up, so let me bring in the next one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Eternally Blazed out of New York. Welcome to the Leopard Carpet with Mark Van Claggett.
Good evening. How are you?
Hello.
Very good.
Well, Mr. Van Claggett, I want to say that I have truly been blown away by your music. I want to introduce myself. I am Eternally Blaze, and I do believe in love. That is the whole center, the nucleus of who I am and what I do. And we at the SJF Music Family, we have this thing where we call it a blaze moment, where you can sit back and relax and go straight to that place that gives you so much joy and peace and comfort and tranquility. And I must say here to you tonight that your music is a part of that blazism, that blaze moment.
Right.
It takes you right there. So
I love it.
Welcome to my world.
Thank
you. You have been blazed this evening.
All right. I'm going to use that.
I'm sorry? Hello? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said I'm going to use that phrase.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Another thing that fascinates me about you is your speaking voice versus your singing voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you speak, you have that bass rumble. You know what I mean? That Barry White, if I may compare, type of voice in speaking, but then you have that sweet tenor when you sing.
Okay, yes.
So can you explain to me how is it that you work it like that?
Baby, I don't know. That's how it is, I guess, you know. I can't explain it. But if you want me to do, oh, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's very white. No, but.
Oh, you're right.
I can't explain that. I don't know.
Well, it was.
That's interesting. That's a good question, Blaze. That's
a really good question.
Thank you.
So let me tell you, Mark, while Blaze is on the phone, you know, she and I, we talk frequently about, you know, what people can do to take care of themselves or what people can do to kind of set the mood, even if it's for themselves or with that special loved one, you know. And her whole thing is this, like, sweet pampering, you know, with the wine and, you know, the rose petals and the scented bath and candles. And some good music, you know, to make love to. So I think that's what pulled her into the show tonight, because that's what she is so about, and that's what she encourages, you know, people that pay attention to her to get back to.
I'm really a romantic. I'm from the old days, you know, make a woman feel like a woman really wants to feel. I mean, you know, rub her back, whisper in her ear, massage her feet, you know, yes, and the candles and the roses and the wine, you know. But I think mostly it's the whispering, you know.
I totally agree with you, but I like to take it up one step further.
Right.
I feel that the women should pamper their men as well. If her man is truly a man, and treat her like a woman needs to be treated, then I believe the treatment goes both ways.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So I think it's a total reenactment, if you will, of learning the skills of how to take care of oneself first and then each other. Because I can't love you if I don't love myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think it's a total embodiment of just finding that place, that peace, and that tranquility to just absorb it all, love it
right.
all, and then return the love. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
I agree.
And from the moment I saw your picture, I knew you had blazism all up in you.
I like this woman too. I knew she was going to feel you, Mark. I knew that. So it was like perfect to see her number pop up on the switchboard while you were on the show. So
okay.
You know what, Mark? You have now been blazed.
I see.
Yes,
blaze me, baby.
You have been glazed. Mark, you have been glazed by the blaze, okay?
All right.
You're all right.
You did a lot of job. Take care, now.
Thank you so much for calling in, Blaze.
All right. Thank you, Blaze.
Not a problem. Bye-bye.
All right. So what do you think of what people are saying this evening, Mr. Van Claggett?
I think it's wonderful. I think it's very, very good, you know. And it makes me feel good, too.
Well, clearly it shows that you're doing your job, my friend.
Yeah, I'm trying to catch up on some real good things, you know, and it seems to be working out and paying off, you know.
There you go. Well, you know what? I'm going to jump into one of your jazz pieces, and there are a couple more callers that have their hands raised, so if you don't mind just hanging on with us, and I will definitely bring you in. So I'm going to play Jazz at Sunset by Mark Van Claggett. We were listening to Jazz at Sunset by my special guest on the Leopard Carpet tonight, Mark Van Claggett. You know what, Mark? Let me bring in another guest because she's been patiently, or he has been patiently waiting.
Okay.
All right, caller from the 317 area code. Welcome to the Leopard Carpet with Mark Van Claggett.
Hello, Lady Flavor.
Hello, and who is this?
Hey, this is Charlotte.
Ah, I was wondering if it was you, Miss
yes,
Charlotte. How are
me.
You, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. So what do you think of our friend here?
This is a pleasure. Hey, Mark.
Hello, Charlotte.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm fine, fine.
Great, great. It's all about Mark. All about Mark. Yes, it is, Lady Flavor.
Yes, it is,
yeah.
Miss Charlotte.
And actually, Michelle and I, we're here to contribute to what Mark does so well, and that is to inspire and motivate through his music. And we hope to drive his music to appeal to a lot of people. And that's what we do online.
And you do a great job, Charlotte. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Job.
I enjoy it. And
good,
I love it when you smile at me.
Okay, you know what? Okay, you know where? Okay, Miss Charlotte, you know where we need to go right now? I know you know where we need to go right now.
I know where we need to go right
okay.
now.
Okay, so while you are on the phone, you just hang in there with us on the phone. And you know what? This is dedicated to Miss Charlotte. This is When You Smile at Me by
thank
Mark Van
Cliver. Thank you, thank you.
Inside, I come alive.
All right, that was When You Smile at Me by Mark Van Claggett, dedicated to Miss Charlotte.
Charlotte's song, yeah.
That is my song. And I'm going to just let it go as that.
Okay.
I thank you so much, Lady Flavor. But I'm going to let someone else get on the phone and talk. I just wanted
right,
to stop
ma'am.
By on behalf of Team Mark Van Claggett.
You know what, before you hang up, Charlotte,
okay.
why don't you tell people where they can find out more about Mark and how they can support him as an artist?
Okay. They can all, if you want to buy music, Mark's music, or download Mark's music, you can go to www.marlexrecords.com or Marlex Records website. And there they can either download it or purchase Mark's music.
There you go. You heard it from one of the team members for Mark Van Claggett. Thank you so much, Charlotte, for calling in, my friend.
Thank
okay.
you, Charlotte.
Okay, sweetie. Talk to you later.
All right, baby.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Lady Flavor, you can also purchase and download it from CD Baby, www.cdbaby.com, and Reverb Nation, and also Amazon, too. You know.
I believe you're also on iTunes.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. iTunes, CD Baby, Reverb Nation, Amazon, and then Marlex Records. And I'm going to honestly encourage everybody, where I would say the best place for you to purchase the music is actually at marlexrecords.com. That is
right.
Mark's site. That is Mark's record label. And, you know, to be honest, that's where Mark is going to make the most money. Off of sound
right.
music, you know. I mean, that's just real talk right there. So,
right.
if you're digging
yes.
what you're hearing tonight, support him. Help spread the word. Tell people about his music. You know, help bring grown folks sexy back, and you know, direct them to where they can purchase his music. So, we got a couple more callers. Let me bring them in, Mark.
Okay.
All right, Miss Eleanor, welcome to the Leopard Carpet with Mark Van Claggett.
Yes, good evening. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I'm terrific. Thank you.
Oh, that's good. I enjoyed
yes.
your music. I wasn't going to come in, lady, and say anything, but for some reason I can't not get in the chat room every time I come here.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
That's why I called in. But I did want to... I'll let you know that I enjoyed your music, Mr. Van Claggett, and it's, you know, it was very well done.
Thank you.
Okay. So
right.
I'm also one of the SJF music team, and I hope to hear you a lot. I'm going to go to that and see if can I find that, some of that music.
Oh,
yes,
you know, if you have a hard time finding it, just come find me. I'll direct you
okay,
to where,
all right. I sure
where
will.
You can find the music. Okay,
I
well,
sure
thank
you. And I'm not going to hold you, so
okay.
I'm going to thank
all right,
you,
I will put you back on hold. But thank you so much, Eleanor, for calling in.
No problem.
Thank you, Eleanor.
No problem. You're welcome.
All right, we got one more caller that's got their hand raised, so let me bring them in, Mark.
Okay.
Oh. All right, caller from the 954 area code. Welcome to the Leopard Carpet with Mark Van Claggett.
Hey, Lady Flavor, how you doing? This is the One Essence.
How are you, One Essence?
Hello.
Hey, Mark, how are you tonight?
Hi, right. honey, how are you?
Oh,
it's go home week here. Oh, this
I'm
is special.
Good. I wanted to let you know I'm enjoying the show, of course.
So what do you have to say about Mr. Van Claggett, One Essence?
Wow, what don't I have to say? His music is amazing. When Michelle brought me a track about 2 months ago, and she was like, you've got to put him in rotation. I'm like, okay. All right, I'll listen. I'm busy, but I'll listen. No, I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I did say I was busy, but I listened, and I listened, and I was blown away, and I said, this is it. This is the type of music that embodies the One Essence Radio. And so I immediately told her, yes, yes, get permission. You know, I need to put this stuff on the on rotation. And so I went, and I have the entire I Want You album in rotation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And a few of the Meryl Drive tracks, which my favorite just happens to be Hooked on You. And I love it. The listeners are loving it. And you know, like I said, the One Essence Radio, we love us so much.
And it shows One Essence, I mean, I'll just turn on the internet, you know, because that's one of my favorite stations, and it's playing, you know, something is playing by Mark Van Claggett.
You know, my sister, she's 2 hours of listening, you're going to hear a lot of Mark.
Right. Yes. Yes. And I thank you for that. You know, that's really special.
Yep. Okay. Well, yeah. I just wanted to congratulate you on a great interview. I'm loving it so far, and thank you, Lady Flavor. You guys have a nice day. I'm gonna go back.
All right. Thank you so much,
One
Essence, for calling in. And you know what? Thank you for supporting him and playing his music, because that's what it takes, you know, for his street team and different radio shows and stations to help get his music out. So, you know, please know that you're appreciated.
Definitely.
Oh, definitely, definitely. We not only play, you know, we play a lot of indie artists, but the motto of the station is to bring you the smooth grooves, family-friendly music that, you know, you can sit down and groove to and bring back those times when love was important and feeling good
right.
was important.
There
so
you go.
We had to have Mark in rotation.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you
well,
so much.
Well, you guys
much.
Have a good time.
All right,
thank
my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, Vanessa.
You're welcome. All right. Love that.
All right, I got one more caller. You know what? That's what you need, Mark, though. You know, people that, you know, believe in your music and help spread the word, and, you know, radio show hosts and radio stations to play the music. So you're very, very blessed that there are people out there, you know,
yes.
that dig what you do.
Mm-hmm. I am, very much
All
so.
All right. So, you know, let me bring in another caller.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Stephen Jerome Ferguson of SJF Music, Mr. Smooth. How are you, my friend?
Good evening, Flavor. How you doing?
I don't know. I'm kind of thinking you might have some competition here with Brother Mark.
Hey, that's enough for all of us. What's up, brother? How you doing?
Hey, man? Hey, what's going on, man? How are you?
Anything different day? Just hanging in there.
Hey, I like that FM voice you got there, man.
Hey, thanks, man. But I was sitting here listening to your stuff, man, and I said, this dude, man, is smooth.
Okay. All right.
This dude is smooth. I like your sound.
I
really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
Hey, no problem, man. You got to kind of – did you study the Whispers vocal arrangements any in your stuff? Because you got a sound right now.
You know, I get that a lot, and it's not that I studied them, but that was one of my favorite groups. I loved anything they put out, you know, and it kind of shows in a few of my songs, you know.
Oh, yeah, that last one you played, it really sounded like it, man. That was sweet. I like that.
Okay. All right. Cool.
So, Stephen, you know, what are your thoughts in regards to, you know, I mean, because we call you Mr. Smooth. By the way, Mark, Stephen is an amazing jazz musician and producer out of Kansas City.
Okay.
And so you, Eternally Blaze, that called in tonight, and also Eleanor are a part of Stephen's family at SJF Music. But I know that Stephen is so into this, like, bringing – the essence of love back, you know, creating that space and time where you can just chill and relax. So, Stephen, you know, what are your thoughts, you know, in regards to what you call real music and good music in relations to what you heard tonight with Mark's music?
Well, I think Mark has a big hold on it right now. Mark, you hit the spot with your stuff, man. I mean, that's
right.
All joking aside, I mean, it's very well done. It's that type of music you want to listen to when you're out in the backyard with the family barbecuing and, maybe playing some spades and stuff and just chilling and
right.
having a nice groove going, you know?
Yeah,
and
right.
We need more of that. You got it, bro. You got it.
All right, Stephen. Thank you, man. Thank
Great
you.
Job, man. Outstanding work, seriously.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
No problem. You sound like you've been in the game for a while, dude.
Yeah, I've been in here a minute,
Okay.
Yeah, and I've learned a lot from, some of the cats that I've come in contact with and I've hung with some real decent musicians, man. I've been really blessed. I'm telling you. And, I really enjoy listening to the other artists, and it's not copying or stealing. It's just, I guess, professionally borrowing.
Yes, inspiration. We use each other for inspiration,
right.
bro.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've been blessed in that respect. Just listening to other cats and learning from them and putting my own little twist in there.
Yeah, and seem like you picked up the best parts of a lot of people you've been checking out, man, because it comes out in your sound. It really does. And
right.
I just want to tell you that, you got a new fan right here, brother.
All right, man. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Stephen, for coming on the line and sharing a male's perspective. I know we got the women right out there just really digging what he's doing, because I think
that's
women
got that
gravitate.
Voice too.
Well,
he got that voice too,
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. I have to agree. But, I know that there are men out there too that can appreciate what he's creating, because I know you guys need to have that little help, that little something, to help, set the mood. I know you got your smooth stuff, Stephen, but I know you could take some Mark Blanket and use that with your honey too, to have that special evening and all, that blaze moment, as we'll say, huh?
I refuse to answer on the grounds that I may incriminate myself on worldwide radio. But I appreciate it, Mark. You keep doing what you're doing, man. And,
all right, Stephen. Thanks, man. Thank you. I got to check you out, man.
Yeah, just run me up on Facebook or something, man, and we'll hook up.
Okay. All right.
I'm on Flavor's page, so just you can find me over there easy.
Okay. All right. All
right, Stephen. Thank you so much, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
well,
late.
I knew this was going to be some good stuff, Mark.
Yeah. This is nice. I also wanted to mention that actually two things.
Okay.
I've never done an interview in sweats, T-shirts, and my slippers.
Okay, you just blew the whole image.
This is sweet. This is sweet.
Okay, so, now that you brought that up, I'm sitting over here in a dress. I just want I got dressed up for this one.
Yes.
This was kind of special, I thought, well, maybe I could get a wink or something, but, okay, so now you kind of brought that up. Okay, we see the pictures of you just, looking smooth and dapper, And it's like,
hey,
oh, my goodness.
Downtime, baby.
But it's like, okay, what does downtime look like for you? What does that look like for you? Because I know you don't get much of it.
Not very much, no. But when I can put on some sneakers and some jeans or, like I am now, sweats and T-shirts and my slippers, that's downtime for me.
Okay.
Yep, downtime. And there's a second part to what I was about to say. I love being here with you. I think you're doing a great job. Lady Flavor, you're awesome. You are awesome.
Well, you know what? It's artists like you, Mark, that make it easy. you know. And I'm very, very blessed to have, you know, come in contact with some amazing talents myself. So, you know, you make this easy. And your music speaks for itself. I mean, you've had a lot of people call in tonight, you know, and tell you their thoughts. And I think that's something that's really, really important, too. I think it's important for you to know that you are reaching people, you know, and even if it's
right.
the tonight is the first time they ever experienced you, trust and believe they're not going to forget it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you make it easy. So, you know, I thank you because I do know that your schedule's very busy and, you know, in just a matter of days, you know, you'll be heading out again to perform
right.
and all of that, you know, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, you've got a great team. You know, behind you online that's, you know, helping you get out the word, you know, I'm here just like One Essence to play your music, you know, and help to get it to other stations to be heard and all of that. So you've got people that believe in you, and I think that's a beautiful thing. A lot of artists don't have that, you know, they don't kind of have that
right.
street team behind them. But you're lucky you do have that.
I am. I'm really lucky. And, you know, just to give you an example, several months ago, you know, I was trying to do this by myself and, you know, with the help of a few friends and work and travel, and it wasn't pretty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I met
okay.
Michelle, and Michelle put together the street team.
Mm-hmm.
When I go out on the road now, I don't worry about nothing, you know. Do I have to do this? Do I have to do that? You know, it's there. Michelle and Charlotte,
okay.
they're on it. You know, and I appreciate them.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's wonderful that they, you know, even took the time out. I mean, I knew they'd be here. There's no way that Michelle and Charlotte weren't going to be here tonight, you know, but just, you know, to have them call in, you know, and, you
right.
know, for people to get to hear, you know, the voices of, you know, your street team, I think that's a beautiful thing also.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know that you want me to play a piece, you know, from your up-and-coming CD again. So tell everybody the title of it and when they can expect it.
The name of the CD is Emerald Drive, and the end of April it should be out and hopefully kicking.
Okay.
You know, I've been putting it off for a while, you know, just to get it right. I mean, this is, they're all like my children, all my songs, you know, they're like my kids, you know, and I don't want them to go out looking shabby, you know. I wouldn't put them out at all if I didn't put them out
right.
the way that I thought they should come out, you know. So
right.
it's taken me a while on this CD, and I have no regrets, you know.
There
but
you
it'll
go.
Be out shortly.
There you go. So you know what? Mm-hmm. When I play the title track to this up-and-coming CD, Emerald Drive. All right, we were just listening to Emerald Drive by Mark Van Claggett, which is the title track to his up-and-coming CD, which will be coming out this spring. So stay tuned for that. Definitely, I will be letting you know here on Flavor News Radio, and you know, his street team is going to let you know. So pay attention to that. You know, lock into MarlexRecords.com. You can find out information about it, you know, over there, and actually go over there and just check out, you know, his website, and you can find out much more about Mark over there. I'm going to hold you a little bit longer, Mark, if you don't mind. I know that you're going to be flying out tomorrow, but I know that clearly you play the flute, and, you know, that's what we were hearing on this this last piece. How long have you actually been playing the flute?
Well, what time is it now? let's see. I guess about 25 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you play other instruments also, correct?
Right. I play piano, flute, and guitar.
All right. So, how do you feel about the difference between, you know, being a jazz artist and, you know, being a vocalist?
I have my favorite. I like being a singer, you know.
Okay.
I like playing the jazz, but you know, I do have my preference. I like to sing. I love to sing.
Yeah.
You know, and then I sing a little jazz, you know, from time to time as well.
Okay.
But yeah, that's my first love.
Okay. But you just like to woo-woo the women, huh?
Listen to you.
Well, that's what your name is to me. Okay, you know, don't tell nobody, but I call you the woo-woo man. So don't tell nobody, okay?
Lady Flavor. Can I make a request?
Okay.
The request line's closed or what?
Okay. Well, hopefully I can, it's here. What would you like?
I would love to hear Santa Barbara.
Okay. All right, then I'm going to play Santa Barbara by Mark Van Claggett.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, that was Santa Barbara by Mark Van Claggett, who's been gracious to spend so much time with me this evening on the leopard carpet. You know what? You can't go yet, Mark, because we've got another caller that raised their hand.
Okay.
Okay. All right, caller from the 214 area code, welcome to the leopard carpet with Mark Van Claggett.
Well, hello there, Lady Flavor. How are you?
I'm very good. Who is this?
This is Pat calling from Dallas, Texas.
Welcome,
Pat.
Hello,
darling.
Hello, sweetheart. I could not miss the opportunity to say hello and congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
I was about to call in to ask for Santa Barbara, but of course you beat me to the punch. So I tell you that little intuition is working well there.
Okay.
There you
all
go.
Congrats to you.
Go.
I am very, very proud of you. And yes, he is all those things that all the callers said, you know, smooth, silky, just a wonderful and just a very unique artist. And we love his music.
Thank you, Pat.
It definitely keeps the torch going for you. Congratulations to you again.
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
So, Pat, if you could do a impromptu commercial for Mark Van Claggett, what would you tell people about him and why they should stop and pay attention and, you know, listen to his music and purchase his music?
If I could do a commercial about him, I would just let the world know that he is one of the most sexiest, smoothest, most talented black man that I've known. I've known Mr. Claggett for over 30 years now, and I tell you, his music is synonymous with some of the most famous artists. And I would just let them know, hey, it is definitely worth your while and worth your listening pleasure.
Thank you, Pat.
There you go.
Thank
you heard
you.
It from Ms.
Thank
Pat.
Thank you.
Yes. That's my buddy.
Yeah, Pat and I, we go back even the Los Angeles days.
Yeah,
so then,
days.
So then, Pat, you've seen him actually perform on stage.
I've seen him perform many, many of times.
Yes.
So what is that like to see him on stage?
Oh, it's a great performance. I mean, he's talented. Yeah. He plays the flute. I mean, he's just so multi-talented. And he blends in with, you know, if he's performing with a group, if he's performing by himself, he is just awesome.
Yeah,
dynamic.
I bet.
Yes, I bet.
You know, I've come across many, many artists, you know, since I've been on the air. But I have to say that Mark's one of those talents that I would love to see perform, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it would just totally take things to a different level.
You would enjoy it. You would
right,
enjoy it.
I bet. I bet.
Great. And thank you for hosting my friend.
Oh, you know what? Like I told Mark, he makes it easy. You know, the music.
Yes, he does.
Speaks for itself, whether it's, you know, his jazz or whether it's, you know, his songs. I mean, it speaks for himself, and, you know, and it does. It takes you back to that feeling of feeling good and smiling and thinking about, you know,
absolutely,
wanting to be in love. And what, you know, and,
right.
And Michelle was saying something, Mark, that we didn't touch on in the chat room is, you know, your music is the kind of music that makes you want to two-step or partner dance. And I don't know if people really do that anymore, you know, partner dancing and cha-cha and all of that.
Right,
you know,
right.
But your style of music, you know, kind of just, you know, takes you
back
to
back.
That.
Yeah, it takes you back. Absolutely. Well, I just want to send a shout-out to all of Team Mark Van Claggett. Great job, Charlotte. Great job, Michelle. And all the other participants on the team. Which is
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Morning.
Well, we can't forget you either, Pat. I mean, you know, you're part of this too.
Absolutely. Always will be.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, Pat, for calling in and just sharing, you know, your thoughts and your history with Mark. I think that's such a beautiful thing.
Sure. Thank you. And good luck.
All right.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Pat.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, Mark, you know, I'm so feeling the love, you know, from the people. And I knew. I mean, I knew, but I guess I didn't really know, you know, until, you know, having you step on the leopard carpet, you know, what people think. Because I know for myself, you know, and of course, you know, Michelle and I have gone back and forth in regards to our thoughts on your music. But, you know,
right.
This really warms my heart. Not only does your music just make me smile, but it just warms my heart to just know, you know, how far this goes in reaching other people, you know, and I was really glad that Stephen called in, you know, just to get a male's perspective, you know, because I'm sure that you hear it from the women all the time, you know, but just to, you know, hear, you know, and also, you know, he's one of your peers. He's a, he's another musician, you know, out there and all of that. So, but, you know, I know that you're busy. I kept you a little longer than, you know, we had anticipated, you know, but I thank you for allowing me, you know, to keep you a little longer. And I just, you know, it, this was great to have you on the Leopard Carpet. Know that I support you here at Flavor News Radio and definitely will always, always play your music, you know, and in any way that I can support the team, you know, in spreading the word for you, you know, I'm here for that. And anytime you have some extra time, you know, you are definitely welcome to come back on the Leopard Carpet with me. We could do an album release, you know, when that new album comes out.
That sounds good.
Okay.
That sounds great, yes. And you have been doing a terrific job. Lady Flavor, you're awesome. You know, at the risk of sounding redundant, you are an awesome woman.
I appreciate that, my friend.
I love what you do.
Well, like I said, you know, you make it easy to support you. So, what song do I want to close out the show with tonight? I mean, we've got,
Are there any more songs?
Of course there's more. Of course. You know, let's see. What do I want to, you know what? Why don't we just go out with the grown folks style? How about if I play If I Could Hold You?
Sounds good.
All right. So thank you again, Mark, for stepping on the Leopard Carpet with me, baby.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
So this is If I Could Hold You by Mark Van Claggett.
Give you all the love that I feel.
All right, closing out today's show is If I Could Hold You by Mark Van Kleggett. You can find out more about Mark on, MarlexRecords.com. He's got a MarkVanKleggett.com. He's on Reverb Nation. He's actually on my website also, and he's on Michelle's website over at Safe Haven Publishing. So check him out. Help spread the word. And if you want to purchase his music, he is available on iTunes, CDBaby.com, Amazon.com, but I would really, really encourage you to just go straight to MarlexRecords.com and support this amazing talent. So take care, God bless, and thank you so much for tuning in to The Leopard Carpet with Mark Van Kleggett tonight.